Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org. For more details, I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And John Auville.
Hello, Rickies.
We like to call him Cakes.
Yep.
Jason Bishop on vacay this week. Joining us right now to talk some movies is Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5.
And JP.
Fox Kevin. National TV. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John Paul. How are you, sir?
Are you in your D.C. office?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in D.C. today. I'm actually flying to L.A. in about 4 hours for 20 hours, and I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow night.
When you get these assignments to fly all over, and I gotta imagine that you're on a bird at least every week, sometimes two times a week. I mean, don't you just loathe it? Have you gotten to the point where you loathe it or no?
No, I mean, I fly like 150,000 miles a year, so it's like one of those things where, like, I don't know, like. I don't loathe it because I like going to do what I'm going to do there. I mean, being on a plane for 6 hours and then turning around and flying back for another five to be on the ground in L.A. for 22 hours,
you're flying
insane.
6 hours, coming back at 5:11. You're 11 hours in the air to talk to Ben Affleck for 4 minutes.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I remember one time when I first time I ever interviewed The Rock, I flew to Hawaii. I think I was in Hawaii for 30 hours, and it's 11 hours there, 11 hours back, and it was the worst jet lag ever, but it was, I mean, the 4 minutes I had with The Rock were totally worth it. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but like, for example, this weekend I'm going out to interview the cast of this movie called The Shape of Water, which not many big stars in it specifically, but I'm very excited about the film and like the director, Guillermo del Toro. I'm excited, but yeah, I mean, no, I don't loathe it at all. I mean, like, I wouldn't do it if I loathed it. I mean, I do make the decisions specifically on what movies I want to cover, and after I get approval from my bosses.
You do turn down trips.
Yeah, I mean, I turn down trips if the timing doesn't work. So, for example, like, the weekend I did Justice League and things like that, other things are happening in cities. You just can't be in two places at the same time. So, but no, I do everything that I can physically do.
Your wife also does movie reviews, but it's more of a side job for her, right?
Yeah, she's on the NBC affiliate up in Baltimore in WBAL. But she's actually starting to cover more interviews. Like, she's doing, like, she interviewed the cast of Girls Trip. She interviewed Jake Gyllenhaal recently for Stronger. So she's kind of doing what I was doing, working in sales full time and then doing the movie stuff on the side.
Right, but she doesn't travel with you typically.
No, I mean, like, what I'll do is, since I fly so much, Eric, I'll basically book her. If I'm going on a long form trip, I'll book her on miles, on my own miles, and fly her there to be with me. But yeah, generally speaking, she's not traveling the junkets at the same time I am. No.
By the way, I said this earlier this week. I think I'm coming around on your Rotten Tomatoes discussion, where you said it's overrated, because over the weekend my wife and I ordered Girls Trip. And you just mentioned Girls Trip, which is
so
Queen
funny.
Latifah. See, you say it's so funny, but it was 90%, I believe, on Rotten Tomatoes, and I thought it was garbage.
Wow. See, yeah, that's the thing. Like, and one thing I've been noticing a lot recently is the divisive nature of just movies in general nowadays. Like, that's crazy to me that you didn't like it, but I understand and respect your opinion, so I understand where you're coming from. I thought Girls Trip was absolutely hilarious.
It's a week hangover.
See, I don't know. I thought Tiffany Haddish, who just hosted SNL this past weekend.
My wife did love her. She was funny.
Oh, my God. She is one of the – that scene, I can't say specifically.
Right, all Mardi I will Gras, where they're over. Yeah, that was over the top.
No, what about the fruit scene? The scene with the fruit? With
very
the grapefruit?
Sexual scene, yes. I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it had its moments, but I just found – I can't believe critics all loved it. You're a big four-year-old. You know that, Kevin. All right, but
dude,
there's a movie I want to actually ask you about this week. I know Justice League's the big one, but I was saying, like, to take a kid,
yeah,
it appears that just based on the 30-second commercial that I see on TV, a I kind of want to take my 10-year-old to see Wonder.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder's definitely one of the movies I'm reviewing this week. That and also Three Billboards and Justice League. I definitely want to get to all three of them. But Wonder is, yeah, it's an incredibly well-made movie. It'll make you cry like a little baby. I mean, I was sitting next to a buddy of mine. We were crying the whole movie. It's one of those like feel-good films. The child, Jacob Tremblay, if you saw the movie Room, he's a phenomenal actor. He was born with a facial differences, and he's had surgeries, and he's not been able to go to school because he doesn't want to get made fun of, and now finally he's becoming into fifth grade, and his parents decide that he just should go to mainstream school. And Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson play his parents in the movie, and they're incredible. It's just a movie that just, I don't know, I felt like it was a movie I needed at this moment in time, just with everything going on in the world. Not that is an excuse as to why the movie's great. It's just a really well-made movie in general. But there's something to be said about a movie focusing specifically on bullying and choosing kindness and just family and friendship and love and things like that. I don't know. I was very happy with the movie. I didn't expect it to be as great as it was, and I think people are going to be crying and laughing. Is it for kids? Yeah. I mean, listen, to me, it's important for kids to see it. I wouldn't take a 3-year-old to see it, but I mean, you know, for kids specifically, it deals with messages that we all are dealing with right now. Kids are being bullied in school constantly, and parents are having to deal with that. I mean, I'm sure you guys, as kids, I mean, as parents are dealing with bullying specifically, you know, whether or not your kids are being bullied or their friends are being bullied. So I think it's an interesting concept, and it needs to be covered more in movies. So I give that a 4.5 out of 5. It's a wonderful film.
We're,
I mean,
too
I shouldn't say that.
Busy bullying AWOD. See a movie about it.
Busy bullying AWOD in you.
It's good, though. It's really, really, really good. I mean, JP, I think you should definitely see it.
4.5 out of 5 is pretty strong. All right, so Justice League.
He doesn't want to say.
Justice League.
But before we get to Justice League, can I talk about this movie called Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri?
Yes.
This is a movie that I specifically saw because of Jason, and shocker, Jason's not there today. but this movie is called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, here's the thing, Eric, I think everyone in this room is going to like this movie only because it's just a really well-made film. Here's the plot line. This Frances McDormand, who you probably know from the Fargo movie, and she's an incredible actress. Her character's daughter is brutally murdered, and months prior to the start of the story, the murder happens, but no arrests have been made. So she decides to buy space on three billboards calling out the police specifically for not making any arrests on her daughter's murder. And it is like this character that she plays is so brutally fierce and just insanely amazing. And it's an R-rated movie. It's very hard R-rated language-wise. Woody Harrelson plays the chief of police who specifically called out in the billboards. Sam Rockwell's in the film. And it is such a dark comedy. And the guy who directed this movie also did In Bruges. It's one of the best films of the year. She delivers the best performance from any actress I've seen this year so far. And if you live in the D.C. area, which I know most of the listeners do, It's in four theaters in the area. So it's at the Angelica in Fairfax. It's at the Arclight in Bethesda. It's at the Bethesda Row Landmark Theater and also the Landmark E Street Cinema. I'm telling you right now, this is a film everyone's going to be talking about come Oscar season. It's in limited release right now. Seek it out. See it. I think you're going to be blown away just by the nature of the force of her character is so amazing. She's hilarious, but also very heartbreakingly emotional. I give it a 4.5 out of 5. Definitely recommend seeing it. See it for sure. It's amazing.
All right, you got a minute, actually less, to talk about Justice League.
All right, Justice League, real fast, positives, great action. Love the team coming together. Love the introduction of the characters. Loved Aquaman. Loved Flash. Negatives, didn't like the beginning of the beginning scene of the film. Didn't like the opening credits song of the film. Some dialogue was weak, and the villain's a bit mediocre. The action is so great, and Batman, I can't say anything else, but Batman, Justice League, everybody, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg, everyone coming together. These action scenes are what people want to see, and that's what delivers. There are two ending credits in the film, so after the movie ends, there are two extra scenes, and they are both phenomenal. I gave the movie a 4 out of 5. I would rank it, so I would go Man of Steel number 1, then I would go Wonder Woman, and then Batman vs. Superman Ultimate R-rated edition, then Justice League, then Batman vs. Superman theatrical, and then way down at the bottom, I would put Suicide Squad. I gave Justice League a 4 out of 5. Again, a very divisive film. people are either hating it or loving it. I was one of the people who thought it was awesome, but I know it's problematic. It does have flaws. Just know that going in, it's a lot of fun. And the reshoots they did for this movie, I don't know if you guys heard the story about Henry Cavill, the guy who plays Superman. He had to do his reshoots with a full mustache that he was filming for Mission Impossible 6. They wouldn't let him shave the mustache, so he did his... He did his reshoots with the mustache, and they digitally took the mustache out. And you can kind of see it when you're watching the movie. It's kind of crazy.
Nobody cares.
All right, Kevin, we got to run.
Thank you, Kevin.
Nobody cares about the mustache nugget.
All right, buddy. Have a safe trip.
I think he used to have a website, Nerd Tears.
Does that even exist anymore?
I don't think he's updated in several years.
Websites are a big pain in the ass. You make no money from it. It's just a waste of time.
Coming up next, J.P. Finley joins us from NBC Sports Watch, and we'll talk Redskins Saints here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.